Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. There has been a spicy video going on Twitter and Facebook today, which has about 5 million views on Twitter and about 9 million on Facebook. And it's of a woman that has committed paternity fraud. And, you know, this is one of those instances where I think this is the worst thing you can do to a man. The worst thing that a woman can do to a man is to cheat on him, have another guy get her pregnant, and then tell the guy that's supposed to be the boyfriend or the husband or whatever that it's his. Because all of a sudden, in one blow, the guy that believes he's got a happy family unit and he's a dad with a loving woman, in one blow of a DNA test, he loses the girl he loves because she cheated and she wasn't careful about it and got pregnant from another dude. And on top of that, he loses the daughter in some sense, or son in some sense, because it's not his. And the amount of betrayal landed on a guy at once is horrendous. It is life-altering. And so I want to play this. Let me play this clip. And we can, this is not to sit here and call her names and call her a bad person. This is obvious. But what we're going to talk tonight about is the responses. We all are kind of in our own bubble. We're in our group. We're in the manosphere here. We all know what we think of a woman that does this. But what happens when a guy presents her with the paperwork on the daughter's third birthday? So he was like, oh, here's a gift. And he gave it to the woman. And it's on the third birthday of the daughter. And she goes through and opens it. Now, first thing I want to do is I'm going to fast forward through her. He put it in a bag. So he's getting it all the way to the paperwork portion of it here. This is where we're going to get started. First things I want you to do is listen to her response of him doing this. And then we're going to look at the replies down below, because I think this shows you how different people view the situation. And I think that's critical, because the people that don't look at this, well, let me just play it and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Pete, this better be a ticket to Dubai for 2 weeks straight, round trip. Because you know I've been wanting to go to Dubai.
Open it up. I'm going to read it.
What is this?
You know what it is? I just want you to know that I know. Nevaeh is not mine. She's not my daughter.
Why did you do this tonight out of all nights? Why?
Because I wanted you to know that I know Nevaeh is not mine. I've had doubts.
What doubts?
So I wear that DNA test. Nevaeh is not mine. She's not my daughter.
Why would you do this?
All right, so first things first, her accusations. Why would you do this? Well, if a guy is doubting that a daughter's his, why wouldn't he do it? Of course he's going to do it. Why would you do this? Because I want to know if she's mine or not. And if she's not, well, I want to know. I've had my doubts, so I did a DNA test. She's not mine. But instantly, it's an accusation. It's not, oh my goodness, or I'm so sorry, or let me explain. It's, why did you do this? Let's keep going.
She loves you, though. Why would you do this?
She's not my daughter. Why would you do this? Why would you cheat?
I didn't cheat.
Why would you cheat on?
I didn't cheat. She says, why would you do this? She loves you. But remember, he didn't do anything. She is the one that did it. And these are just the reactions to what she did. And then she says, but why would you do this to us, right? And I didn't cheat. But there's a DNA test showing she did. But her again, the defensive mechanisms, I didn't cheat, even though it's on paper in a test right in front of her. We'll keep going.
I did it.
That's proof right there. DNA test. Nevaeh is not my daughter.
But babe, really? Out of all days, you had 3 years to give this to me. Now you want to give this to me?
All right, listen.
So you have 3 years to give this to me, as if he knew that it wasn't his daughter. And now she's complaining that he gave it to her on the birthday, right? But again, there's no apologies. She's just upset with him.
You and Nevaeh got to the end of the month to get out of my house.
You're kidding, right?
I'm not kidding.
But
you
that's your daughter.
Your daughter had till the end of the month to get out of my house.
But that's your daughter.
It's not my daughter, Kelly.
Yes, it is.
The paperwork says it's not my daughter.
Why would you do this?
I am not the father.
No. Stop, babe. Can we just talk? You're looking around my face. Can we just talk? Get it.
Okay, so first things first, we have, obviously she's blaming him. Why would you give me this paperwork today? Why would you do this to us? But she loves you, but she's your daughter. And the guy's response is, well, she's not my daughter. And obviously he wanted to make it dramatic to put it on film to show everybody. Now, even if you were to say, well, okay, well, this is a fake video, doesn't matter. The point of this is not, if it is a fake video, it's a very good one. But I personally don't think it is. I think a lot of people see this and think it's like a Jerry Springer show where people aren't like this in the real world. But I know, I've seen you guys and your comments, and I've seen people's comments in this thread where they say, oh, yeah, this happened to me too. This is very much real. So the point is not to tear her up on the video. I do want to point out, though, that she took, at no point did she take any like self ownership of this. But here's our takeaway today. I want to go through some of the responses to this, because this shows you how people will look at the situation in vastly different views. And I think that's important to know. How does society look at the man that just found out that his girl cheated on him, that the little girl that he thought was his for the last 3 years is not his? What does that do to the guy? How do they view this situation? Let's look down through it. Now, the first response is not done in very good English. Okay, the first response. Maybe her baby was swapped at the hospital, though. Is there a way to confirm if the baby is even hers? Maybe the truth will come out like that. The truth's already out, DNA. But again, we can't blame the woman for this. We have to blame maybe the hospital for switching kids like it's 1960s or something. I don't know of any situation this has happened recently. Somebody says, what if the baby was swapped at the hospital with like a blow? I'm sorry, but this is the most stupid thing to do. And this is from a woman. I'm sorry, but this is the most stupid thing to do. Stop hurting people on the most important day of their lives. There's tomorrow and the next. So her response is, how dare you give her this paperwork on the baby's third birthday? This is the most stupid thing to do. Stop hurting people on the most important day. Oh, it's his fault for hurting her, for cheating on him. It's his fault for her having a kid with another guy and then saying it's his. 3,800 likes on that comment. Below this, she blamed him. Why would you do this? She emotionally blackmailed him. She loves you. You are her daddy. She played the victimhood card. Why are you doing it today of all days? Not a single apology from her. 13,000 likes. Below this, two wrongs don't make a right. He was wrong to have brought it up at that moment on the little girl's birthday. An apology? What should that do? Change his mind? With the way he acted, does he really deserve an apology? So somewhere, a woman cheating on her man, getting pregnant by a different dude, and lying to the guy that it's his baby, that's the same punishment, that's the same evil as telling the woman he found out he got a DNA test on the child's third birthday. Now, he didn't give it to the child, mind you. He didn't explain it to the kid. But somehow it's equal bad. Below that, to be honest, he didn't do right by her. This is a very solvable case that should lead to them being thrown out after 3 years, except if that is her way of life. If not, then he needs to listen with a view to understand. To me, that decision was hasty, even if he had thought about it. Oh, it's hasty. Now, I don't have kids. I'm not a father, so I'll never know what this is like. And so I don't know if you can love a child for 3 years and all of a sudden find out that it's not yours. If I don't know if that hurt could override the love, but it seems to me that's heavy. You know, I'd love to hear from you fathers out there and tell me, would you still continue to love? I mean, I know you'd love the child, but would you still want to be a father to that child if you found out your 1, 2, 3 year old wasn't yours? Below that, cheating and getting pregnant and lying about it for 3 years is a solvable case. Let me jump down here a little bit further. Why is he kicking them out? The child hasn't wronged him, which is true. It's not the child's fault. He should handle this differently, not unless he never loved the child. But for 3 years, isn't he feeling anything? Again, him. How, let's spin this around a little bit. She should have told him she wanted to break up before any of this happened. Then if she cheated on him, well, she should have broken up. If she got pregnant by another dude, she should have told him and broken up. But instead it's hidden for all this, and all they do is, well, why is he kicking him out? Why is he reacting like this? Is way, they don't understand what this does to a man. It's blatantly obvious. Someone else says, this is gross, honestly. I can't imagine raising a child for 3 years and then kicking them out. Just goes to show you he never loved either, to be honest. And on her birthday, and to record it and then post it. Nah, he's the villain. Quite a surprise, isn't it? A lot of these responses really surprise me. Now, of course, you can tell which are from women and which are from dudes. And then the guy below that posted, you know what's gross? Cheating and having a child by another man, lying to him about it for 3 years, and then demanding trips and jewelry and crap like she even deserves it. She had years to come clean and her cheating, and she chose not to. This is on her, not him. That got 1,400 likes. The one where she says this is gross and he's the wrong one, 2,000 likes. Isn't that crazy? Society still seems to be backing up the woman because he did this on the kid's birth, the third birthday, and then he's kicking him out and saying, nah, you go live with the dude that got you in the mom way. I'm not down for this. Someone else says, so you would stay with a mom after finding out she's been lying to you for over 3 years? What else has she lied about? After y'all separate, she's going to have you on child support for that kid that's not yours. I'm good. Don't get me wrong, the lady's at fault fully. She's even foolish because after he told her, she didn't even try to apologize. She was still shifting blame. But you cannot tell me this man is a gentleman. Why did he have to post it is he the first person to get cheated on? That man is just overreacting. He should be grateful that she loves him so much to gift him a daughter. What's wrong with men these days? Why are they behaving like they don't cheat? React like feminist cover member. Oh, react like feminist coven member. So maybe he's being sarcastic there. I thought he's being for real. I'm like, what? And I'll read one more here. Can't help but sympathize with this lady. Yes, what she did was completely wrong. And as a man, I would ordinarily feel betrayed. But if at all, he genuinely cared for the daughter, he shouldn't make such a hasty decision. Also, him choosing to reveal it on a birthday is quite cruel. It's not cruel to the little girl, because the little girl doesn't know what's going on. She probably wasn't even in the room, I'm guessing, since they had a bottle of champagne out. I'm guessing the child was already in bed and they were getting ready to celebrate something else. Here's the, and I'll leave a link down below so you guys can look at the responses to this if you want to. But, you know, so many times we get into our bubble and we just assume that everybody would see this like we see this, which is, wow, can you believe what this guy is going through? She's a horrible person, so on and so forth. But just for the simple fact of him filming and posting it, he's bad. For him doing the test, he's bad. For him kicking her out, he's bad. For him not wanting to be the father to a three-year-old that's not his, he's bad. There's so many excuses here that are put back on him. And what's he really guilty of? Nothing that I can see. So for you guys out there, the reason why I wanted to put this out there is to show you how still society, even if the man is the complete victim here. He's the one that has basically had his life ripped out of his hands. She cheated. She got pregnant by another guy. She ends up having the little one, and he for 3 years thinks it's his. He finds out the truth, and he says, "No, y'all get out. It's not my daughter." Now, I want to hear from you guys. Number one, do you think, and especially from you parents out there, can you conceivably still, within the first few years of a child, would you still love the child as much, knowing it was the culmination of a cheating woman or your cheating girlfriend and some other dude, could you still, or would you not look at the young one as every time you saw that it was a reminder of the betrayal? I genuinely want to know this, because I mean, I can say how I'd react, but I don't have kids. I, the rest of you guys, I know what your response is. You're going to start calling her names and saying you'd be out. But this is an interesting subject, and I wanted to hear you guys' take on it. But look at how society still puts the blame on him, that makes him like the bad guy for just posting the video and sharing his story to show everybody what an awful person he is. He still got blamed, and he's still the bad guy. Unbelievable. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. And if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, you know, we can say that it's all on her, but apparently society doesn't think so. He's the bad guy for not wanting to raise another dude's kid. Thank you.